Inflation is dominating the consumer mood. Despite several other positive economic indicators, the University of Michigan's final November Consumer Sentiment Index is at a 10-year low, and economists say inflation and supply chain issues get all the blame. Consumer expectations of future inflation, which often drive reality, are also on the rise. They expect it to run 4.9% through 2022, the most since 2008. All those big price signs at gas stations aren't helping, but the Biden administration is hoping this week's announced release of 50 million gallons from the Strategic Oil Reserve and similar moves by other countries will cause prices to come down eventually. But
analysts and critics say any effect on prices will take some time and will likely be minimal.
Keep in mind, this is happening globally. And so until things kind of settle down, until oil production can catch up, we're going to be digging deeper when we fill our tanks.
NBC's Chris Pallone with Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan. Increasing supply could help overall inflation, and President Biden says the backlog at ports is improving.
The number of containers sitting on docks blocking movement are down by 33%. Shipping prices are down 25%.
But a new sobering product shortage, wine and spirits. It's not a shortage of booze, but the glass bottles to put it in. Phil Long owns Longevity Wines in California.
Even now, if you can get imported glass, it's more expensive due to the shipping, due to the trucking, due to all those issues. Where a container used to cost $1,500 to get it here from China, it's somewhere in the range of $10,000 to $12,000 per container now.
Long says he's crushed plenty of grapes to keep up with the high holiday demand, but the bottle backlog is keeping his wine in storage tanks and off store shelves. And applications to buy a house with a mortgage is on the rise. Analysts say consumers may be rushing to buy during the usually slow real estate holiday season to beat expected higher interest rates. Consumer and Business News, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.